I talked to my parents and Coach Madison and Coach Mai and the whole Florida staff. Just, it was the right decision at the time for me to come out and pursue my NFL career.
Did they grab you for the
outside linebacker role? Or could they plan to do that, but I don't do my drills till Monday, so we had to wait and see till Monday what they're going to do.
Have you done
anything like that? Oh, yeah. I used to drop in college. We ran five zone defenses, so the DNs dropped a lot.
Would you be comfortable doing that?
Oh, yeah. I work to do anything, so I'm saying I got to adapt to it.
What did you measure?
6'4", 271.
And you can do all the drills?
Yeah, everything. If you're comfortable, yeah, but if you're not comfortable, you can wait to your pro day and do it, but I'm comfortable, so I'm going to do everything.
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to be considered as well-rounded a player as possible, but do you feel like having a good guy have one skill to do, a little rushing the passer puts you in a pretty good spot, I think, right?
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, rushing the passer, that's my specialty. Oh, yeah, because, the first day I step in the minicamp, I'm going to work hard, get my D-line coach, and just start grinding like I did in college and try to be a great player.
Is that the weight you want to be?
271?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you were a lot lighter.
I was like 250. I played that season like 258, 260.
Why'd you jack it up?
I don't know. I just grew, you know what I'm saying? I just turned 21, so just put on extra pounds or whatever. Oh, yeah, perfect. Coach Madison up there now, too, so about 30 minutes from home, be right at home.
Why do you think he never went to the pros after some
years in college? I don't know. He just loved coaching college kids, so I guess he just found this out of the league.
Have you talked to him since you've been here?
No, I talked to him about 2 weeks ago on the phone, but I haven't seen him yet. Oh, yeah, I talk to CI every day. That's like my brother. So we talk. I told him do his best for him. He can't follow me, so he got to make his own decision. So he did, stayed it another year. So should be better off by doing that.
How often do you think you drop?
Every game. It depends on the game plan, who we playing or whatever. But I drop pretty much every game.
Are they talking to you as a
4-3
guy?
Yeah, probably 4-3. Yeah, straight in, yeah.
What's the interview process been like? What sort of questions do you get? Any practical questions? Anything like that?
I haven't got no interviews yet. I start, matter of fact, tonight at like 8 o'clock, so.
Anything in particular you're expecting here? Just general stuff? A lot of guys say they want to hear about your background.
Probably, yeah. The regular questions, background, how hard you work, school, all the regular questions.
What would you tell them if they ask you to tell us about yourself? Not just football, but your personal self. What are your strengths?
I like to watch movies. I mean, I'm just a laid back dude. You know what I'm saying? That's it, pretty much.
How much does performing well in a big game like the title game against Ohio State? How much does that tell you toward maybe being here
at podium? It propelled me a lot because it showed all my hard work paid off, and just another stepping stone in my career. You know, they got a lot of tradition at both schools, and it's just like a different type of game, different atmosphere. I don't know, just tradition. Coaches, all the Heisman trophies they had, just different.
So when did you turn
21? November 9th.
Eric, how do you think your career at Florida prepared you to have the skill you now have?
I had great coaches, Coach Madison, Coach Mick, with the strength coaches. They had great coaches around me, great players, and it's like an NFL setting already, so I just transferred over to my new team.
Talk about the bowl game against Michigan. You guys think so heavily favored. Was that a disappointing way to end your career? Did you maybe want to come back in any sense or just talk about that bowl game?
It was disappointing that we lost. I mean, everybody was sad, but we got to move on. They got their season coming up next year, and they got to prepare for the NFL, so.
Dropping into coverage in Florida?
I had a lot of experience. I dropped every game, and we run five zones in Florida, so that required a DN to drop a lot.
Would you rather play with your hand
down? Oh, yeah, I like my hand down, rushing the pass. But it don't matter, though. I can do anything.
Some of the scouts say that last year you were used differently in Florida than you had been in years past. Do you feel less comfortable playing the way you played last year?
You mean 2007 season?
Yeah.
I felt comfortable. I mean, probably teams just schemed against me and stuff, but I felt the same.
You weren't as out on the edges you normally
have. Yeah, pretty much. I played a little inside too, a little outside, inside, different positions stuff. Yeah, because we had a young team, so I had to adjust to the team. I met him, matter of fact, last spring he came to one of our, like, runs. Him and I think his GM came to the runs. I met him, shook his hand and stuff.
When do you come to the decision that you're leaving? Was it after your sophomore year
that you said maybe this is a possibility for me? Yeah, I thought about it. Like, if I just work hard all season, all summer, man, it could be a possibility that I can do it. So I decided probably, like, January after the bowl game. Matter of fact, the day after.
Did you want to come out after that game?
I thought about it, but I said I need another year to get stronger and bigger and more knowledge on the game.
How does your wingspan
come? Oh yeah, it kind of play, get the over the tackle hands off of you, and you can lock them out. I mean, they can't touch your body with the long arm, so it helped. I mean, we both good players. We're going to work hard to get on the team and just compete.
Do you have a different set of skills over the
I don't really know. We just both good ends and ready to compete for a team.
Think you can get into the top
10? Who, me? I mean, I'm work hard to do whatever I got to do, and hopefully I fall in there.
You got to buy special shirts with your mom?
Oh, nah. I wear a lot of short sleeve shirts, so.
Thank you, Derek. Yeah. What is your wingspan?
I don't know.